Thank you. And we have Commissioner Fudge Hart, Commissioner Bacalik Austin, and myself, Commissioner Schoff, present. So we do have quorum. Any di disclosures or recusals from commissioners? I hear none. Okay. So we'll go right into our agenda item, which is our informal meeting with division chief candidates for the fire department. And what we this is just pretty kind of an informal discussion. We like to have it with people who are moving into higher levels of command, just to kind of get an idea of what you think about some of the things with the department and hear a little more about you as individuals. And so the commissioners will just have some general questions, and we'd like to keep it usually pretty casual and informal. We can go by alphabet. We'll go alphabetical, which would mean Lieutenant Bridges would be first. So we'll, if that's okay with you, unless does one of you have a time commitment at all?
I don't think so. I mean, we're both at work today, but we have people covering us and stuff, so I think we'll be just fine.
Okay. Oh, so we'll just go ahead and start with you then, Lieutenant Bridges. And what we usually like to do to start out is just kind of have you kind of give us a quick overview of your career and your preparation to become a division chief, if you would, please.
Okay. Yeah, so again, my name is David Bridges. Born and raised here in the city of Madison. Lucky enough to be on this department for the past 24 years, starting out as a firefighter, moving up to apparatus engineer. I had the pleasure of being a chief's aide for 5 years, helping out the chiefs.
Recording in progress.
Okay. And I was also a training officer for a recruit class and currently a lieutenant. I enjoy this very much. Part of the reason I wanted to do this was just being able to give back to the community in a different way. But also, when I was a chief's aide, I was working with a lot of the chiefs that are up there already, and being able to learn that job from them kind of made me want to evolve to that position. The city of Madison's obviously getting bigger. They're building a lot more homes, residential structures. You also have a lot more people coming in, commercial structures, high-rise buildings. And to me, with more people coming in, you're gonna have to be able to help people more. And I just want to be a part of that process. So that's pretty much where I'm coming from on that.
Do you know what your assignment will be when you move into your division chief role?
Yes, my assignment, I'm going to be in charge of special events throughout the city. So that's all UW events, all City of Madison events, like the Mad City Run, any major events like that. Also events that happen at the Sylvie, like some concerts, Ford Madison at Breeze Field. Those type of things I'll be in charge of too. And whatever happens to pop up, I'll be in charge of staffing that.
Okay, Commissioners, I'll go ahead. Martha, go ahead, please, with your question.
I just have a quick question. Is the Alliant Energy Center then taken care of by the Sheriff's Department?
We also do events there also. I missed that one, but yeah,
No, that's okay.
so many events. But yeah, I'll also be in charge of the events that go on there, especially like the Dane County Fair, like those type of events, or the Dairy Expo, those type of things.
Great, thanks.
Yeah.
I have a question for you,
Yes.
in light of your, we can kind of look at it from the special events side too, is what do you see as, as the city, you mentioned this growth of the city, and I know that you guys provide services even for some of the areas around us, but what do you see are some of the challenges coming either as events grow in size and scope, or the growth of the city, what do you see the challenges for the fire department?
As far as what I see, part of the challenges that I think that are going to be coming up in the future, not necessarily staffing, but being able to staff for the city getting bigger. Obviously we have a med unit that's going to be added, that's coming this fall, I believe in September. I also kind of see my feeling on this is like with the healthcare prices going up and stuff for as far as EMS, because that's pretty much the majority of what we do is EMS. People are going to start switching to us being that line of being the doctor, right? We had a call just the other day. Somebody wanted to just have their take each kg of them without having to go to the hospital, those type of things. So, because it's no cost, right? If we come in and assist, which is fine, but if they were to go to the ambulance, go to the hospital, that's your cost. So I can kind of see in a way that may be kind of the future of what we're going to be dealing with. As far as special events, any city that gets bigger, you're going to want more special, more things that are happening to bring in more revenue. I can see that that growing as well.
Go ahead, Martha.
So I have two questions kind of on
Yes.
both your responses. First of all, are there other agencies, across the state or across the city where, being the doctor has become the more of a regular occurrence? And is that being addressed by any, national groups? Like, how do you address that? And then I have
So
one.
I'm, yeah. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Second one too.
Can answer
Oh,
that
okay.
first.
Yeah, I'm definitely not as sure of that, but I just slowly starting to see that as being a lieutenant out in the field. Those type of things are happening more and more, where people don't want to go to the hospital. They just want to have us come there and check on them to see if they're okay, which, is fine. I mean, that's our job. We're not definitely not complaining about it, but I think other it's something to be looked into a little bit more for the future.
And then, thank you. And then my question about the special events. And so with each special event, are there fees for police and fire as part of, I don't know, a permit process or something like that? So you get, okay.
Yeah, so with that is every special event that comes in, UW is its own animal, okay? There's contracts that have been done. If a concert comes to town, those shareholders will fill out a requisition form that we have online, requesting what they need. Then our budget people put together what the cost of that will be, and then send that to them, and they say yes or no. And then at that point, if they say yes, then I start filling the spots for like medic units. If they need an ambulance, they need certain things.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I assumed that, but I just wanted to confirm that.
Yeah.
How much authority do they give with the decision making on those events, especially those contracted events? How if you could just talk a little bit about the in the planning process and kind of, I know they probably ask for certain resources. Are there times where you may come in and say, no, this you need to consider something different?
Yeah, I mean, just starting with this and going over what I've been over with the person that was previously held in this position, there's certain matrices, if you will, of events that may have happened in the past that we can relate to. Depending on, like let's say it's a concert type of situation. Let's say we're having the Wiggles concert right at Breeze Field for kids. Early September or something like that, where maybe it's not too hot compared to a Willie Nelson concert at Breeze Field, during that same time. You may need like a different amount of med units for that, or staff it differently just because of the nature of it. Also, weather does play a huge role in how we staff too. For instance, early football games in the fall at UW where it's really hot out, you're probably going to have more personnel there compared to a game in late October, right? So, just weather-wise, it could be super hot or it could be super cold, and So that's how we kind of determine that.
I have a question. I'm sorry, Lieutenant Bridges. I was moving from my phone to my computer at the very beginning. What areas did you say you had served in for the MFD?
So I started out as a firefighter. I also was an apparatus engineer. I was also a chief's aide and a training officer for an academy class, and I'm currently a lieutenant.
And then have you been at different stations, or have you predominantly stayed on one side of town or anything?
So with each promotion, usually they move us around at different stations. When I was a chief's aide, I was at one for a number of years, 5 years. When I was a driver, I was actually at one for 5 years. I started out my career at station seven. Then I was at eight for like 9 years. Then my promotional processes started. So then I was at one from basically, geez, I want to say 2011 to, boy, 2021. And then once I was promoted to lieutenant, I moved around. I was on the road, so I went to different stations. But when I was training officer, I was out here at Station 14 for a number of months until the academy graduated. And
Thank you.
currently, I'm on the road back as a lieutenant.
Thank you.
I have a couple other questions, and I can give them to you at the same time. First of all, what are you most proud about that the fire department, what the fire department has done? And secondly, what are you most personally proud of?
Proud of the fire department. What they're doing is they're continuously moving forward. You can tell with Chief Carbon and the leadership staff that we have up there that it is about the people in the city. It's not it's not about being in a position and just saying, yeah, hey, I'm running the show here and this and that. We are actually trying to move forward. That's what I'm proud about this fire department. As far as myself being proud, I'm happy I've been here. I'm happy I'm giving back to my community that I grew up in. I still live here to this date. My family's still here. Kids and everybody's went to school here, so I'm really glad that I'm being able to give back. Growing up, kind of on the southwest side of town, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Thank you. We're happy that you're doing it.
One question we ask all of the promotees is, what do you do in your spare time for fun stuff? What are your
Oh,
hobbies
okay.
and
Oh, it feels good.
there's a few softballs.
So in my spare time, I enjoy just spending time with my family. I'm not like really a person that goes out a lot. If I'm able to get a vacation and take the family someplace, we do that. And my wife definitely loves doing that. I don't know how many more times we need to go to Disney, but she keeps wanting to go. No, I being on this job, especially starting out with firefighter doing our 24-hour shifts, there's a lot of time that we don't get time to spend with family. And then, you see your kids. I have a daughter that's 25, and you're just thinking to yourself, like, man, that went by fast. And so I have two others. My son is 20 and my other son is 13. So, I really want to make sure, like time off is spent with them, taking them, doing things. My son, he just loves playing soccer, my 13-year-old. So I just, try to make sure I spend time with him and go places with him. But yeah, that's what I like to do, housework and just stay at home. I'm a homebody.
I have a question. Do you believe that your time as a chief's aide is something that would benefit you now as you move into this division chief role?
Oh, definitely.
Can you share examples?
Yeah, so I mean, for instance, being a chief's aide, I had to learn telestaff, and let me explain what chief's aide is. And Lieutenant Gorgowski would act as chief's aide sometimes too. So, being a chief's aide, you're in charge, or you're working with the chief to run the day-to-day operations of the fire department. So you're dealing with people that, calling sick, or if there's a fire, or a pin or an accident with a pin, you're going to you're taking a chief out there, but you're also running the whole day to day. If a rig breaks down, if somebody calls in sick during the day, if somebody gets hurt during the day, all those things. So when working with that, we have a system. It's called our telestaff system. I don't know if you guys know about that or whatever, but our telestaff system is how we are able to fill positions. This is how we fill positions, vacations, and all that. This position that I'm going into, I have to fill staffing through telestaff. So I mean, I kind of know this already, this part of it, which makes this transition a lot easier to be able to fill. And that's just one example of that. But being able to sit in the car and listen to the chiefs when I'm driving them around, like when we go to fires and those type of things, I was getting information for, a number of years on, how they were thinking when we pull up to a scene that, where a structure may be burning. So that position definitely helps.
Thank you. Other questions? Kevin, did you have any questions?
I mean, I came in late, so I'm not sure what was all asked. I guess I could always ask the union one, what's your experience with the union there, and to that effect.
Yeah, so had a great relationship with the union. Malin, Kevin, and Pete, those are they're people I've worked with over the years, on the job and doing a few things off the job with them. Now I do understand, but I have the same relationship, I want to say, with our admin department. Now I understand, like, you're going to have some clashes every once in a while with issues that come up, but that's part of it. You have to have a clash to be able to work out a good solution in the end. The union and our administrative staff, they're working really well together, I believe. Any issues that come up, I think they're able to, come to a solution relatively quick. And I understand that. I mean, that's kind of part of the game.
You even answered it better with basically saying labor management. So,
Yeah. Yeah.
thanks. I thought maybe it could be something like
Oh,
Disneyland too at
yeah.
times.
Commissioners, other questions for Lieutenant Bridges? Are there any things that we haven't asked you that you think it's important for us to know about you, your leadership style, or?
It is great to meet you all, and hopefully in the future I'll be able to do that personally. Seeing you at at some of the events and stuff that we're gonna end up having with people getting promoted and people like our class that's getting ready to start, our recruit class that's getting ready to start. Hopefully we can see some of you then. Yeah, I just want everybody to know that I'm coming out, and I'm gonna be working hard, and I'm not be playing around doing goofy stuff. I'm here to work and make sure the city's safe.
Excellent. Do we have other questions at all for Lieutenant Bridges? We do really appreciate your time. It's so much nicer just to see, instead of just a name and a photo of people getting promoted, especially as you go into these higher ranks
Right.
with the additional responsibility to both your department and the city. So I'm really grateful for you to give us some of your time and just
Right.
get to know you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you guys very much. Appreciate it.
And I guess we'll thank you, yes. And then we'll jump over. You're welcome to stay if you'd like, Lieutenant. Your choice. I know
I'm
working and
gonna
you get.
probably try to get back in service around here. So, I appreciate you guys. Thank
Thank
you. Yep.
you. Good night.
And then
Night.
next up, Lieutenant Gorzalski, is that correct?
It is, yes.
Excellent. Well, thank you for again for your time as well. And your patience for going second with the alphabetically.
Yeah, thank you.
So, if we could, we'll just start with that same kind of first question. Like, if you could kind of give us just a brief history of your career and your preparation for the role of division chief.
Sure. I'm originally from the Milwaukee area, and I came here in the year 2000. And before that, I worked for some smaller fire departments in that area. And came here in 2000, like I said, and started as a firefighter. I was an apparatus engineer also, like Dave. I think I got promoted then around 2009. I drove for 3 or 4 years and got promoted to lieutenant in 2012. And I was also a training officer in 2013 and 14 for two different academies to help out with that. And I was also a backup chief's aide as an apparatus engineer. And in the last few years, they've allowed lieutenants to also take that role on. So in the last couple of years, I've been doing that also now. So, and that's about where I'm at as far as my timeline here. So, yeah.
And then could you also give us what role will you be stepping into it with the division chief role?
Fire training.
Excellent.
Yep.
We'll open it up for questions. I'll just launch with one question and then the other commissioners. With the fire training, I don't think the numbers are, you haven't had quite the same challenges as getting numbers as police have. But are there, what do you see are the challenges with that recruiting aspect for bringing in a diverse workforce into the fire department?
I think the city, well, as far as like the fire side, I think we do a really good job as, I mean, right off the get-go as having a diverse workforce and getting those people in here. And as far as like the recruiting part of it, and it's almost a national, it's a national trend that like the application numbers across the board are somewhat going down, you know? It's just not like it used to be where there was like I think when I got hired, there was maybe 2,000 people applied for this job, and I think they only hired like 36 folks, you know. So there's a little bit of that going on, but I think overall the city does a really good job of getting the people that they want to work here. So yeah.
Do you see any need for any additional efforts in that area, or is it, do you feel like it's pretty well covered with current efforts?
I mean, like I said, we do a good job, and I'm sure there's some things or like areas we could like uncover as right, like as far as hitting athletic groups or schools or different, right, like demographic groups. But I mean, overall, I think we do a good job. Specifically, I can't speak to like any kind of problems as far as just like what's going on right now.
Thank you.
I have a question then.
Mm-hmm.
You know that the fire department, like many fire departments in this country, is not representative of the population of this country. Like this country's like 12% Latinos, 12% Blacks, and the fire department is not, nor
No.
is it even 50% women. And so,
No.
like, that suggests to me that there are areas for improvement. Do you
Oh
see that
yeah.
as any area in the
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I'm like specifically here in the city, I think we do a pretty healthy job, but and maybe I didn't say it, but you can get better every time and every process. And you are correct that like overall there are misrepresented groups and we can always do better. But for and as far as like the fire well, like my job that I'm gonna take over, I'm not like directly involved in like recruiting the applicants.
oh, as
So
the trainer. So it's not like the
yeah.
police department. Okay,
No,
I see.
no. There's an actual there's another chief that takes care of the actual recruitment. I'll be part of that overall, right? Like I'm gonna help out with that, but It's not my responsibility. But you are correct. Overall, the national representation of different groups, yes.
Well, even the representation of groups within Madison, I mean,
Yes. Oh,
50% of Madison is
yeah.
women, 50% of the
Yeah.
Madison Fire Department is not women.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
What are the challenges that you'll face regarding the training? What kind of things are, you know, are you,
So,
and yeah, and what are the, I guess, strengths and weaknesses of the training program that you can tell so far since you've, you know, done, gone through two academies?
fire training, it's mostly, in my eyes, it's chopped up and I'm going to take care of the field, and that is going to include all the people that are already in the station and on the job, right? So we have to set up our yearly training plan every year, and like what we're going to tackle and what we think the field needs to improve on, or there might be some new technique out there that we want to implement here. So that's part of my job. And then the other part of it is when we hire a right, like a group of people just started Monday, so I'll be in charge of that. And then so that part of it is I gotta assemble a staff, get the right people out there, right? And that whole part of it, in my eyes, is we want to set everybody up for success, to have a long career here, and that foundation is extremely important to get those people started off on the right foot. So those are like the two major parts, right? And the challenge in that is, one, you have to have the right staff all like assembled, and at times it's in the last few years there hasn't been a lot of like interest for different reasons. We get people to fill those roles and they've been like amazing, right? But that's like one smaller challenge that I think I'll be able to take care of. But so yeah, so doing that, but then also picking the right topics where you're staying in line with, like, right, something new or something that we have to improve on. Staying informed, right? Getting the right education and just implementing those things across the whole department, whether it be new hires or the people in the field. And and all those things, it's going to boil down to making sure every employee here is set up to succeed. And it's not only for themselves, but it's for the citizens, because that's our customer in the end.
Thank you.
With your in-service trainings, do you, how much, I don't know how much regulation that the state has or how many mandates they have for fire department. Is it mostly up to the local departments to determine their training or what should be priorities, or does the state mandate certain numbers of hours on certain
Yeah.
weeks?
Yeah, there's like there yeah, I mean there's like some hour stuff, but like, and I can't speak on this specifically because I haven't dove into that part of like as far as the state
Okay.
regs, you know. But it's so there are some kind of regulations, and mostly that'll go towards like ISO ratings also, for like insurance ratings.
Oh, okay.
So that part of it, but there are some sort of regulations, right? But so it's up to us to determine right here in the city of Madison, right? Like what we need to train on. And there's things like everyone needs their EMT license, right? They got to maintain their CPR card. And those are things that are going to be ha or like handled by the EMS division. So those are some things that we have to do. But as far as fire training, it's mostly up to us to set that. Okay, like the whole schedule for the year, this is what we're going to do, and this is where we want to tackle.
That's a lot of training hours, just even doing the EM, excuse
Yeah,
me,
yeah.
TCPR stuff.
So now I'll ask my two questions together. What are you most proud of about the fire department, and what are you most proud of that you've done in your various roles in the fire department?
As far as the fire department, I mean, like Dave said, we're very progressive. We're never sitting on our hands. We always want to improve, right? So, I mean, that's like a proud part of it. And the command staff here and Local 311 is they work together, you know? So, I mean, there's no, I just feel like there's no lag around here where we're doing the same things. Some things you do over and over because you have to, but we're not doing the same things over and over that don't work, right? We're always looking to improve. So, I mean, that's a huge part here. And as far as personally, I mean, this job is, it's a privilege to do what we do, right? And it's an opportunity, and I don't take that lightly. And for me personally, I enjoy coming here every day. And some days you might not help somebody, but most days you do. And sometimes you're, if you don't help somebody out there, you're helping somebody who you work with in the station too. So, I mean, personally, for me, that's where I'm at.
Thank you. That's wonderful to hear.
So your job is in charge of training, pretty much.
Yes.
Is there anything in that job that would involve retention of staff too, with through the training?
That's more of a recruitment thing.
Recruiting,
There
retention.
has never been like any training chief that's been in charge of like that part of it.
And then, what's your experience with the unions too?
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty not like heavily involved with a Local 311, but I've been on like a few committees, and I'm trying to stay involved, you know. And like my view of the union is they have a seat at the table, right? It's a collaborative place, right? And admin and the chiefs have their spot, and we're going to work together to make the best outcome for, like I keep saying, the citizens and the staff who actually work here, you know. And that's like the end goal. Now, you know, they're going to worry about their wages and like the working conditions, right? And like admin is going to enforce the rules and do that part. But both of our end games are we want the best outcome for us as a staff and the citizens of this city. And I think we're both on the same page with that.
Yeah, and what would be, is there a committee on training, or how would you get input from the workers through their union as well? I know sometimes there's labor management committees where, and I don't know the structure with the fire department whatsoever.
I mean, there's like a safety committee, and they kind of play into the training division. You know, if there's a new thing that they want to implement safety wise, then we might have to take care of the training for new turnout gear that they want, right? And then we would have to implement that. So, yeah.
What do you do in your spare time for fun and hobbies?
Mostly hang out with my family. I have three girls. One's in college, two are in high school. Kind of chasing them around, and yeah, try and stay busy with them. And like Dave said, we try and make the or like the most of our time, go on trips if we can, and spend as much as or as much time as we can with them, because it's like the clock's ticking and they're going to be out of our house soon. So yeah, that's pretty much it.
Do you find that this is, I was just thinking with the training things and with the new, it seems like there's new technology coming in into all professions. Do you see any challenges with that, with kind of how things are set up currently with the fire department? I mean, are there going to be, do you anticipate these maybe technology challenges in the future? And actually, I would say the near future, or has fire equipment and things like that, and those stayed pretty.
I mean, any specific technology that I mean, don't know for sure on hand what's coming down the pipe. I mean, there's always new technologies like our face pieces, right? There's a manufacturer out there that's they're actually gonna put, or they have them, like the thermal imaging camera screen can be like on your face piece. That's now there's a lot of cost to that, and it's a new product, and that I can't tell you like the timeline on that. So I mean, as far as like short term, like any kind of issues on our end, I don't see any that we're gonna have to tackle up per se, but and I mean all that comes down to funding and grants and budget stuff. So
Yeah, with something like that technology where the face screen has the imaging stuff, is that something then that's captured like on video as well?
I would assume, yes, there's I would assume that, yeah, I haven't like I'm not quite sure on like how it actually works, but there's a lot of crazy technology coming out these days, and that seems like a pretty simple thing where somebody at like a chief officer might be able to see what you were seeing if you have the face piece on. I would just so.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, they can. I know the back end can get kind of crazy on some of the technology just to support it. Other questions for the lieutenant? I know that I'll just ask since we asked Lieutenant Bridges with the backup, you served as a backup as a chief's aide, would
Yeah.
you say that are there areas that you see that that's helped you to grow? Or is that something that what areas did it help you to prepare you for your next assignment as division chief, I guess is the best way.
I mean, yeah, that chief's aide role is very important, I think, because you're every day that you're there, you're seeing the day-to-day operations as far as staffing and like where to put people in certain stations. People are calling in sick. You're dealing with payroll stuff somewhat. Somebody gets injured on duty, you get to see that whole process. So I mean, there's a whole list of things I could probably list off right? That's going to help you see that most people don't see out in the stations, just like all the things that the chiefs are actually doing up there. So yeah, it's been a real help.
Is that role, whether it be the chief's aide or a backup chief's aide, is that pretty much, is it distributed to anybody who has interest then? Or how is that determined who gets
Yeah,
to?
there's three chief's aides that'll be assigned, one per shift. And then if you want to be a backup chief's aide, there's a little bit of an interview process. And then if you get s selected, and it could be anybody out in the field, but then also all the apparatus engineers that are at Station One currently, they also serve in that backup role because they're already stationed here. So it's an easy thing to do if we need to pull somebody up there and have them help out, for the day.
Any other questions? But so it seems like that's a really good opportunity for people who want to advance their
Yeah.
career.
Yeah, I mean, you get to see the ins and outs, and you go on all the big calls, so you're seeing some of the tactical decisions that the chiefs are making that you wouldn't be seeing if you're out in the field. So yeah, I mean, there's that part of it too, going on calls, it's huge.
Do the division, do the division, I just, this is just, I never haven't thought of this. As a division chief, do you go out on the calls or is that the officer in charge? Is that a assistant
No.
or?
That's the division chief, yes. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the assistants and the deputy chiefs also, they do ride car 31, but they're only doing Sundays. And then the DCs do the rest of the week, just the way their schedule works out. So yeah, those other chiefs are actually riding the car, but the DCs do most of the car stuff.
Okay. Other any questions? Other questions, comments from commissioners?
And you'll probably say this, Mary, but is there anything else you want to say, to share with us that we haven't asked?
No, I mean, like I said, this is a privilege, this job, and don't take this lightly. And I'm very excited for the opportunity. And I just want to do my best for everybody that works here and the citizens of the city. And thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for your time, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
And so I last call for questions from commissioners. Okay. Thank you again, Lieutenant. We'll go ahead and let you go.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Commissioners, I will take the final motion of the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
And it was Martha with the second.
Yes.
All in favor? Aye.
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 All right. Thanks,
Hey,
everybody.
Mary, I just wanted to give you a heads up. I have a meeting Monday night that